Hi there, Caleb. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and also to apply a reduced rate for your young company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right. It's raining.
Okay. Well, you know, I do welcome the opportunity to speak with you, and I do have your file here in front of me. Now, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that pack that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where we all go when we don't know who to call, and it is, in fact, the power of this particular listing, Caleb. You know, for most of us anyway, for many of the services that we need, we don't always know who to call, and, you know, nobody really bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone, we hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords for the services that we need, and most of the time we're going to call someone that we see off of that first page. And for a young company, that's pretty powerful. I mean, you just simply haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be a major factor in getting you more business. You know, people haven't used your services in the past and recommended you to somebody else. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And every new customer that finds you online will then become a traditional word of mouth stream for you. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have some help? I mean, do you have a crew?
No, yeah, I got two other guys that we're all in on it together.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Tara says you're willing to travel at least a little bit for the right type of work. Now, this is going to get your phone ringing. Now, that means there's no third party involved. You're not, you know, chasing down a lead, or, you know, being in a bidding war with a bunch of your competitors, or dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several phone calls and several bids. People will find you and call you directly. There's no website yet, though, currently, for your business, right?
Yeah, no, we ain't got a website yet, just yet.
That's okay. That's one of the things that we can help you out with. You do, though, have photos of some of the work that you've been doing. I noticed you've got a Yelp listing with some photos on it?
Yeah, I haven't put all the pictures on there yet, but yeah, we've got a lot of pictures.
Just a couple of photos on there. Now, because you're about a year in business, you do qualify for reduced pricing for the service itself. I would actually want to include a website at no additional cost. Our job is not just to list you on the first page, Caleb. Of course, it's to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. And certainly, you know, having that website, put, you know, before and after photos on there, talk about your company itself, that's going to have people feeling very comfortable about picking up the phone, knowing that you'll do the quality work that they're looking for. Now, again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. And it's not just for Google. You know, I did see that Yelp listing, like I mentioned. If you didn't already have one, we would create one for you because it is one of almost 70 different directories that we would create. All of them are equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and your service area. That lets Google know that you are definitely able to provide those services in those areas. And, of course, that's what's going to have you outranking your competitors and list you on that first page. Now, you are young enough as a company that you qualify for reduced pricing. It's actually almost 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $249, and that $249 would be the exact amount. It would go once a month for that amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges, and of course there's no lead fees as the calls come directly to you. The website's going to be included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, I'd be happy to answer any questions and go into more details, but on the surface, does that seem like something that you might want for your business at this point, that first page placement and the phone calls that would come from it?
Yeah. Like I told her, though, I'd have to call my other guys and see if they would be all right with doing that and everything, because right now we pay Angie's lead like $500 a month to do that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's not even like I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars or even to shut that service off altogether. But you can easily budget for our service by scaling back on those leads, either by putting them on hold or capping them at a lower amount. You don't have to stop using it altogether. If you do like it, at least well enough to keep on using it, you can do that. Our service is offered on a month-to-month basis, so we actually have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, are you able to put me on hold and give your partner a call?
Yeah, I can call him real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you or he might have after that.
Okay, yeah, let me give him a call real quick, and then
certainly
I'll just keep you on hold.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Still there?
Yes, sir. I am still here.
All right. Well, yeah, we can go ahead and try it out and see what happens and everything.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the important thing, obviously, is you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. And like I said, it is performance based on our end, so our job is to get your phone ringing. Now, I see it as a Tree Houdini, and that is how you would want the business to be branded online?
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone number that we are speaking on, this is not only a good number for your customers to call, is it the best number for us to reach you yourself, Caleb, for your account?
Yeah, this is my, yeah, this would be my personal number and everything.
And it's the number that you, at least the primary number that you would want for your business to appear online?
Yeah, and then
is
I got
is there a secondary number? Did
yeah.
you want your partner's number to be on there as well? Okay. And what
yeah.
is that other number then?
It is, give me 1 second. So
sure
816.
Okay.
649.
Okay.
8497.
Okay, so I've got 816-649-8497. That would be a secondary number to list for the business, the one that we're on, the 1769 number, also for the business, but also for us to reach you directly regarding the account. And then I know that you are service-based, so there's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right? You always go out to the property. No one ever does come to you before, during, or after you provide those services, right? Gotcha. Okay. Now, actually, like I said, you are going to get the detailed reporting and tracking system, and the calls, of course, come directly to you, at least most of the time. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website that we'll build, though, for you, there will also be a contact form so people can put in their personal information, let you know where they're located and when they want you to come out. When they do that, you will get a text message and an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads, but you always know who to contact, and, of course, if they're reaching out to you and just picking up the phone and calling you, that's really half the battle with a lead-based service. You know, so like I said, you can scale back on paying for those leads. If you want to, you can shut it off altogether, but there's no direct conflict there. And this number is a smartphone. You can receive text messages on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it will be listed physically for people to see on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden but attached to that contact form. And, of course, we'll use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account, especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Caleb, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
The one that I put up on the Yelp, it'd be CalebP@yahoo.com. I mean, we ain't got a business email yet.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, like I said, it's really more for us to contact you and to attach to the contact form, but we won't list it physically on the website itself, since it's more of a personal email. You said that was Caleb, and that's C-A-L-E-B?
No,
and
it's
then
T? K-A.
Okay.
No, it's K-A-L-U-P.
Oh, okay. And you said P like Paul, right? The last letter?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. K-A-L-U-P, and then there was another P, right? In the email?
Yeah, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com? Okay. And then what is your last name, sir?
It's Patrick.
Patrick?
Yep.
Oh. And then, Mr. Patrick, when we reach out to you, we will use phone, we'll use text, and like I said, for some longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I mean, yeah, either one is good
okay. For
me.
Perfect. Yeah, and there's going to be some redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. I'll schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to create that content, build out the website, etc. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. What I'll do now to secure the listing for Tree Houdini, and it is required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account and as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we are including that website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question, but it is, in all honesty, pretty straightforward. So give me just a second here, Mr. Patrick, to get that set up. Okay. So, Caleb, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
It'd be Tree Houdini, LLC.
And did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, meaning on the website, the Google listing, and all the different directories? It is a personal preference. You can leave it off if you like, but we just want to make sure that it is consistently branded across the board. So did you want it as Tree Houdini or Tree Houdini, LLC?
We can do it as Tree Houdini, LLC,
okay.
Just so that way people know that it's a...
I agree. It lets people know that, it looks more professional. So we'll have that as Tree Houdini, LLC. And then, Mr. Patrick, it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Caleb, Patrick, and then just partner.
Okay.
Partner.
As one of the partners and co-owners of Tree Houdini, LLC, you are, Caleb, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Mr. Patrick, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Caleb, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Patrick, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. For that reason, of course, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Patrick, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, Caleb, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Yelp and the Angie leads, and like I said, there's no direct conflict. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information, including that LLC, stays accurate and consistent online. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Hey, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah. I mean, okay. You guys consider like Facebook or anything like that, because we got a Facebook page too.
Yeah, I did see that Facebook page. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be creating that website for you, and we will also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so that we can make sure that that information stays accurate. But other than that, you know, the LLC, we're going to make sure appears there. So for the Yelp listing, the LLC is not currently on there. We'll access that. We'll add the LLC on there and things like that. So we just want to make sure that there's consistent branding of information for your business, because the search engine, although it's a very advanced artificial intelligence, it is still an artificial intelligence. It doesn't think the way a person does. So we want it to see consistent information so there's no red flags. With all of the the reductions in the cost, like I said, it's almost 50% off. Instead of $399, it's $249. We are including that website as well. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I would actually waive the setup fee today, it will be charged today's date, the 25th of May, and the very discounted total amount of exactly $249.00. That is a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees, as the calls will come directly to you. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and of course, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, Caleb, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Mr. Patrick, is also included at no additional cost, which actually means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $249.00. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, our services are offered completely at will, which means if after that second payment you do find that you've got more work than you can take on, if you want to go on an extended vacation, you can pause the service. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. And, of course, you may absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Patrick, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Caleb, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Patrick, that does conclude the voice verification. And then, Caleb, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's both.
It's both?
Yeah, is there my name and the business.
Any middle initial for you, or is it just Caleb Patrick?
Nah, the middle initial is A.
A, okay.
Yeah.
And that's K-A-L-U-P, and the middle initial of A, and then Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, and then it's got the business name as well. Is it Tree Houdini or Tree Houdini LLC on there?
It's Tree Houdini LLC.
On the card, okay. And then you said that was a Visa card, Mr. Patrick. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
The 4754.
Okay.
9720.
Okay.
6565.
Yes, sir.
And then 3586.
And then the expiration month and year?
The 11/26.
11 of 2026, and the last three digits on the back of that card.
246.
Okay, so I've got 246, 246, and November or 11 of 2026, the expiration. Mr. Patrick, was the card itself 4754, 9720, 6565, 3586?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
It would be 64024.
64024. Is that Excelsior Springs?
Yeah.
And then just for complete information here, what is the physical street address?
The 409 Garland.
Okay. Street Avenue Court.
Avenue.
Garland Avenue. Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I think I got one. Give me a second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, what is it?
So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Caleb, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is, of course, Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information on a confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself does take 25 or 30 minutes. I'm going to send a message real quick here to the supervisor of that department because it looks like we are currently booked out for the entire rest of the day. We could do as early as 9 o'clock tomorrow. In fact, you know, we try to get our client interviews done as quickly as we can, which is why at this point of the day it's not surprising for us to be booked out for the day. Tomorrow's pretty wide open, though, but I can send a message real quick just to see if he'll respond and see if I might be able to fit you in. But other than that, would you be available maybe tomorrow for about a 25-30-minute phone call?
Is there any way, what time do you guys close?
So the last available would be 5 o'clock. It would be scheduled from 5 until 6.
Okay, I could do that, because we got jobs tomorrow that we're doing and everything, and I don't think we'll get done until about 5.
Okay. So the call would be scheduled from 5 until 6. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes. So probably gets you about 10, 15 after 5, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You'll receive just an automated reminder at 4 o'clock that the call is scheduled for 5, and I'll send you out in just a second here a calendar invite to your email address. Just really more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's just going to say localsplash.ceng on there, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Caleb, did you receive either the text message or the email that our system sent out to you?
I got both of them.
You got both. So if you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and then in the body of the email itself, among other things, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that is hyperlinked to that same spot that the text message would go, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. On the left-hand side, it's talking about the services that we'll provide for you, starting with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, the content will be mirrored on Bing as well, and the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website that we'll be creating for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a spot, and I think you might have already checked on it, where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file, and then if you click the confirm signature box below it, It's going to ask you for a username and a password. You're already there, it looks like. Now, as far as that goes, the username is simply the phone number that we're speaking on. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. The area code, though, is included. So the username will always be 816-695-1769. But don't worry about trying to put that in right now. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using in the next few days and moving forward to access your tracking system. The system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log in. Now, although the username has been created, the default password has not yet been created. You'll get that information in the next couple of days. I think if you were able to put it in right now, it would just give you an error message that your tracking system isn't up and running yet. We'll get that going, starting with that client interview. And like I said, in a couple of days, we'll send you out that username again with the default password. You can change it once you're able to log in. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be one of our technicians giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. And that call, like I said, is going to be in that 5 o'clock hour, but it won't be right at the top of the hour. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and if it allows you to scale back on paying for those leads and chasing down those leads, I think that's good for you, but it also makes me feel pretty good, too. I've been doing this long enough to remember before it was Angie Leads. Of course, it was Home Advisor, but even back about 9 years ago, it was called Service Magic. Same business, same company, it just changes ownership every now and then, changes business name. But I've been talking to a lot of business owners who usually tell me it costs a lot of money, and although it's hit or miss, sometimes it misses more than it hits. So hopefully we'll be able to keep your phone ringing enough to allow you to scale back on paying for those leads. But we're pretty excited to get things going for you, pretty excited to start earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get rid of the Angie's leads.
Yeah, I bet it would be. It's a lot of working to get work. You know, you got to chase down people, and a lot of times they don't even answer, so you got to call Angie's and say, hey, and you're charging me 50, 60, whatever it is. You know, if it's a bigger job, they might charge even more than that. And nobody answered the phone, and then they got to, you know, credit you back another lead and things like that. Now, I did hear back, I can do it today. Our supervisor in the client interview department says there's a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock today. If that might work out better for you than 5 o'clock tomorrow, I'd be happy to reschedule that for today if that's more convenient for you. The 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock today, that's the only spots where they're able to actually double book, or triple, maybe in this case quadruple book. But they're saying we can squeeze in one more in those hours. Would that be good, 1 o'clock or 3, or do you want to just keep it at 5 tomorrow?
We can just keep it at 5 tomorrow.
Okay, that'll work out.
On today, I probably won't.
No problem. I just wanted to... Not a problem. So I'll send out that calendar invite. Again, that'll be for 5 o'clock tomorrow. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. But other than that, appreciate your time. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patrick. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.